on DAB Digital Radio, Digital TV, downloads and online.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live. Up all night
with Dotun Adebayo.
Sir Paul McCartney has attacked the French government for banning vegetarian meals in schools. Lunches there now have to have a protein element, which is almost always meat. Well, Françoise Desgenes is from the Association of French Vegetarians, and I began by asking her why the government decided to bring in these rules.
Most of this law comes from the meat industry. This industry is aware that meat consumption is diminishing in France and then in new markets. And on the other side, there is the success of the Meatless Mondays, for example, in the UK, or Veggie Thursdays in Belgium. And in France, we have launched Veggie Mondays too. So I think the French Minister of Agriculture is really on the defensive.
I can't believe that the government of France, even the government of Nicolas Sarkozy, is going to force feed children meat against their will just to prop up the French meat industry. That's too far to believe.
That's incredible, yes. Consuming less meat or no meat at all is against the general interest of the meat and dairy industry. And even people who do not become entirely vegetarian, they do help the environment. It's better for their health. And all this is incredible, really, even for us.
But the French government says, actually, the children need to eat meat because of the protein content.
Yes, this new law imposes meat at every meal, every lunch.
And arguably, the French are happy with that. Otherwise, there'd have been a much more volatile response, surely, from the parents.
I'm not sure they have aware of all this, people.
The parents don't know that their children are being force-fed meat.
Or vegetarian parents or parents of vegetarian children, they are aware of this, and there are many problems because schools are banning children from eating at the canteen.
So a vegetarian child now who is not able to eat the food that's on offer, and yet, I understand, isn't able to bring their own packed lunch in, what do they do?
No, it's forbidden.
What do they do? How do they eat at lunchtime?
I think most of them don't eat much. And some of them have to go back home, if they can, if the parents are present, or find someone to cook for them outside the school. But it's really a rejection of children. I mean, no, it's a very serious problem.
Why can't they bring packed lunches in?
It's for health, for public health or something, sanitary reasons.
So if a child can't eat at school, can't bring a packed lunch in, they simply have to go without?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Is there not a law against forcing children to stay at school all day without an ability?
No, we don't have a law for that.
Oh, you don't have a law for that?
No.
I understand what you say about the vegetarian children. So they will pick at the edges of the meal, will they? They'll eat the potatoes or les pommes frites.
Exactement.
But they won't eat le viande.
No. And they will eat some greens at the beginning of the meal or something, and dessert, of course. It's going to be very difficult for many families.
And now when Paul McCartney intervenes and supports the vegetarian cause in France, will President Sarkozy listen? I know that he likes his pop music. After all, his wife Carla Bruni is a pop musician.
Yes. I would like Nicolas Sarkozy to listen to what Paul McCartney says, because it's really the truth and it's common sense.
Will he listen to Paul McCartney?
I'm not sure. There are other interests at stake.
What do vegetarian parents do then when their child, they know they're sending their child to school to eat less than fulfilling meal at school because they can only eat the bits that aren't contaminated with meat? What do they do?
They write to us and they ask for help. And in certain cases we are able to help just by writing to the school and explaining the situation and saying that they don't have to oblige a child to eat meat.
And I imagine that if you're in secondary school, a child can go out to the local boulangerie or wherever to buy some food.
Yes, sometimes it's possible. And in secondary school, there are options. I mean, you have choices. It's a bit easier.
Phew, that's a relief. So it's really the problem is for children at what we would call junior school,
up
to 11 years old.
But there is a project to extend the ban to hospitals, to prisons, to colleges and to retirement homes.
It sounds like France is no place for a vegetarian.
No, not really. No, it's much easier in the UK.
Do people understand that vegetarianism isn't just about your choice of food, but it's a political decision as well, a philosophical decision even?
Yeah, but I'm not sure people have understood that yet.
After all this time? After Jean-Paul Sartre, after Simone de Beauvoir, they wrote extensively, as you know, about vegetarianism. People don't understand it even today?
No, because in that case, if they had understood, there would be a lot more vegetarians in France.
How many vegetarians are there?
We are, roughly 1 million people, but it's becoming more and more popular, or at least we also have a lot of people who say they are flexitarians. They don't eat meat every day, as all other people do. And this is a help for us because it's very interesting. It's a movement in the right direction. But we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, eating meat every other day is hardly being a vegetarian.
Yes,
flexitarian.
But it's a beginning.
Yeah, flexitarian. Maybe they just need to give their bowels some relief every now and then, or their guts.
Yes, maybe.
Their guts. So how do people perceive you? For example, if you are invited to déjeuner in the evening, or you go to a restaurant, how do they perceive you when you say, pas de viande, s'il vous plaît?
It depends. Some people understand very well, and they would like not to eat meat as well. And other people think you're a bit weird or a pain, it's not always very easy. It's becoming to change because there are more and more vegetarian restaurants in big towns. But outside Paris and bigger towns, it's really still very difficult.
Out of interest, what's the meal that every vegetarian can order at a restaurant? Because I know myself when I go to French restaurants, I'm looking at the charcuterie and all this kind of stuff. But what could I order that doesn't have meat?
Well, you'd better go to an Italian restaurant or an Indian restaurant. It would be much easier.
Or else move to England.
Yes.
Yeah, you heard it. We're here first. I can't even remember what it was. Flexitarian. Françoise Dejean there, flexitarian. Basically, somebody like me who says they're vegetarian but eats a lot of meat. Let's get the latest Five Live weather, Helen Willits. I'm sorry. It's the first time I'd ever heard the word, Helen. So
yes,
I think
I've not heard it before.
It sums me up. I always like to tell people I'm a vegetarian. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a hamburger. Oh, I could murder a pork chop. Right, anyway, let's talk about the weather. We've been talking to our correspondents in Los Angeles earlier, and they were saying that...